Okay.
Shall we do it with translation?
Yes.
I will do the translation.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus.
天父啊，我们今天是奉耶稣的名来到你的面前。
Thank you for your wonderful word and for this opportunity to open your book and to study it tonight.
感谢您奇妙的话语，也感谢您今天让我们能够打开这话语，今天晚上学习您的话语。
Give us receptive hearts to hear what you would say to us.
求您给我们领受的心，让我们听到你要对我们说的话。
May we understand more of the riches and wonder of the gospel.
盼望我们能够明白更多关于福音的丰盛和福音的奇妙。
Bless each one present today listening to this study, and may your name be honored and people be blessed.
求您祝福今天所有在这里听您的话的在座的朋友们，盼望您的名得到荣耀，盼望每一个听的人都得到祝福。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Father Jürgen. Over to you.
Okay. Thank you and good evening. Greetings to all of you who are listening in China and elsewhere. Greetings in the name of the Lord.
感谢大家，也欢迎今天所有不管是从中国还是在温哥华在任何地方连线进来的朋友们。
We haven't been with you for a couple of weeks, but we would like to carry on with our study looking at the riches of the gospel.
那我们有几周时间没有见面了，我们今天继续讲我们这个主题，就是福音的丰盛。
This time I want to share a topic that I've put the title to it, The Great Exchange.
那我今天晚上要分享的这个主题呢，我给了它一个题目，就是伟大的交换。
The center of the Christian faith is the person of Christ, and the central event was his death on the cross.
那我们基督信仰的这个核心呢，是一个人。那这个最核心的事件呢，这个人就是基督，最核心的事件呢，就是他死在十字架上。
His death looked like a huge tragedy, but it turned out to be a wonderful source of blessing.
那他的这个死呢，看上去像是一个很大的苦难，但是最后呢，却成为了一个伟大的祝福。
The death of Jesus Christ looked like a failure, but it turned out to be a marvelous victory.
那基督的死呢，看上去呢像是一个失败，但最后呢，却发现是一个极大的胜利。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the event was seen in different ways by different people.
那当基督死在十字架上的时候呢，不同的人呢是从不同的视角来看待这个事的。
For the Romans, it was the application of Roman justice and the elimination of a problematic individual.
那从罗马人的角度来说呢，他们觉得是在执行罗马这个律法的公义，而且也呢除掉了一个可能会制造出麻烦的人。
He was one more of many who were crucified by Roman soldiers.
那在罗马人看来呢，他不过就是被罗马士兵啊在十字架上钉死的众多人当中的一个。
For the Jewish leaders, it was a moment when they were able to get rid of someone who was a threat to their religious system.
那对犹太的宗教领袖来说呢，他们觉得呢是对他们的这个宗教的领袖地位造成威胁的一个人呢被除掉了。
Finally, they were able to get rid of a rabbi who had become far too popular.
那最后呢，他们觉得他们是除掉了一个拉比啊，这个拉比呢比他们就是受欢迎的多。
For the disciples, it was the worst day of their life.
但是对门徒来说呢，基督死的这一天呢，是他们一生中最不好的、最坏的一天了。
Their hopes were dashed to pieces.
那他们的盼望呢，粉碎了，碎成了碎片。
They thought that Christ was going to establish God's kingdom in Israel.
他们本来认为这基督呢，这个耶稣呢，是要来在以色列建立神的国度的。
But it seemed that everything was a mistake, a big mistake, and with the death of Christ, it had all come to nothing.
那他们觉得呢，好像这一切都错了，是一个巨大的错误。这个因为基督死呢，就这一切都完了。
But then, 3 days later, Christ rose from the dead.
但是三天以后呢，基督从死里复活了。
And with the resurrection of Christ, everything changed.
但是因着基督的复活，所有的一切都改变了。
Now they contemplated the cross.As something extraordinary, full of meaning and mystery.
那现在他们再看十字架呢？他们觉得十字架是一个胜利的，一件胜利的事情，是一件又神秘又充满伟大意义的事情。
It was there that the direction of history changed its course.
那就在这十字架上，整个历史的进程啊，发生了重大的改变。
It was the event of all events that brought aboutThe fulfillment of God's purposes for the redemption of the world.
那这个十字架上的死呢，成就了神要救赎全世界的这样的一个计划。
The extraordinary event that took place at the cross has sometimes been called the Great Exchange.
那在十字架上成就的这个伟大的事情呢，有的时候被称为一个伟大的交换。
Although the crucifixion was carried out by evil men, God worked through it for the salvation of the world.
那虽然十字架是这些邪恶的人他们所执行的一个酷刑，但是呢，神却用它来成就了全人类的救赎。
And God used this crucifixion to make possible our salvation.
那神用钉十字架这个刑罚呢，成就了我们的救恩。
A wonderful exchange took place when Christ died on the cross.
当基督死在十字架上时候，一个奇妙的交换发生了。
Here was the Son of God who laid down his life for us.
那在那里，神的儿子为我们舍了命。
Here was an innocent person who took the place of the guilty.
在那里，一个无罪的人，取代了这个罪人的位置。
Here was a holy person who died in the place of sinners.
在那里一个圣洁的人，他为罪人而死。
Here's a righteous man who gave his life for the unrighteous.
在那里一个义人为不义的人舍了他的命。
We are the sinners that deserved the judgment of God, but that's not what happened.
我们是罪人，我们本来是配得神的惩罚的，但是事情却不是这样发生的。
What happened was that all the evil that should have fallen on us fell on Christ.
发生的事情是，本来这一切不好的，邪恶的事情应该发生在我们身上，但是却发生在了基督的身上。
And that made possible that all the good that should come to him now comes to us.
那这个结果随之来的结果呢，是本来一切都要临到他的美善的事情呢，结果就临到了我的身上。
So I'd like to look at the profound meaning of that remarkable event that took place at Calvary.
那现在我们要来看一下在哥哥他山上发生的这件了不起的事情的意义。
And I would like to look at 5 aspects of this divine exchangeThat took place.
我们要看看这个发生的伟大的交换的五个方面。
Firstly, Jesus paid our debt so that we could be forgiven.
首先呢，就是耶稣付清了我们欠的债，让我们可以罪得赦免。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26, verse 28.
我们翻到马太福音的26章的28节。
Matthew 26:28 says this.
马太的26章的28节是这么说的。
The Lord Jesus speaks and he says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
这是主耶稣基督说的。他说因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，罪得赦。
The forgiveness of sins was made possible because on the cross of Calvary, Christ bore our sins.
那我们的罪之所以能够得到赦免，都是因为在哥哥他的十字架上，耶稣承担了我们的罪。
He took responsibility for our debt and canceled that debt with his blood.
那他呢接过了我们所欠的债，然后用他的血呢还清了这个债。
God is in the wonderful business of forgiving sins.
那神呢是做了一件伟大的赦免罪的事情。
His mercy reaches to the heavens.
那他的这个怜悯呢高过天呢。
He offers forgiveness to the guilty who deserve his judgment.
那他把本来配得他的审判的这些罪人呢他把他的恩典不是他把他的赦免赐给了他们。
However, forgiveness always comes with a price.
但是赦免总是要付上代价的。
If someone owes you $100 and you forgive the debt, that forgiveness costs you $100.
比如说有人欠了你100块钱，然后你免了他的这100块钱的债，那这100块钱对你来说呢，就是你付上的代价。
When God forgives, he does not say, look, you're sorry about it, I'm sorry about it, let's just forget the whole thing. He doesn't say that.
当神看我们的罪的时候，他没说，哦，你已经对为你的罪感到抱歉了，我也对你的罪抱歉，那我们就忘记他吧，这件事就过去吧，神不是这样做的。
When God forgives, it's because he has gone ahead and paid our debt.
那当神能赦免我们的罪呢，是因为他在这他已经走在了前面，他已经付上了我们所欠的债。
That's what happened at the cross.
这就是在十字架上发生的事。
Now let's turn to Isaiah 53.
现在我们翻到以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah 53 and verse 4 begins like this. It says, surely he has borne our griefs.
以赛亚书的53章的4节一开始他说他诚然担当我们的忧患。
The word surely is an emphatic statement that highlights the certainty of what he's going to say next.
那这个诚然这个词啊就是一个很肯定的一个词，表明他下面讲的事情呢都是确实的。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him.And by his stripes, we are healed.
第五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Please notice what happened at the cross.
那这，让我们来看看，在十字架上发生的事情。
Some people thought that the man on the cross was getting what he deserved.
那有的人认为呢，在十字架上的人呢，是得着了他们本应该得着的刑罚。
They thought that God was punishing him for something he had done wrong.
那他们认为基督是因为做了些什么错事，然后神因为他所做的错事呢在刑罚他。
But suddenly in this chapter, they realized that they were mistaken.
但是在这一章里面呢，他们就明白了，他们错了，他们误解了。
His death was not because of any evil that he had done.
那他的死不是因为他做了什么邪恶的事。
It was because of the evil we have done.
是因为我们做的邪恶的事。
According to verse 4 and 5, we can notice that Jesus was carrying our griefs.
所以我们从第四节、第五节能看到，基督担当了我们的忧患。
He carried our sorrows.
他背负了我们的痛苦。
He carried our transgressions.
他担当了我们的罪孽。
He carried our iniquities.
他承担了我们的过犯。
He carried our punishment.
他背负了我们的刑罚。
What a tremendous burden that Jesus carried on the cross.
所以基督在十字架上所担的这个重担呢，是何等之大呀。
He was suffering the consequences of our rebellion against God.
那他是因为我们悖逆神，他承受了我们悖逆神所带来的后果。
He was taking the punishment due to our bad actions.
是因为我们的坏行为给他造成了这样的苦难。
Jesus suffered on the cross for the sins that we had committed.
那他在十字架上受苦是因为我们所做的事情。
And notice what this brings to us as a result.
我们来看看这一切给我们带来什么结果呢？
It says in verse 5 that his punishment brings us peace.
第五节他说，因为他受的这个刑罚，我们就得了平安。
And it says that by his wounds, we are healed.
因为他受的鞭伤呢，我们得到了医治。
So the punishment due to our bad actions fell on Christ.
所以因为我们的坏行为啊，的刑罚呢，所带来的刑罚呢，落在了基督的身上。
And he suffered so that we could be forgiven.
他受了苦，为的是我们能够被赦免。
His suffering opens the way for us to have peace.
那他的受苦呢，给我们开了一条能得平安的道路。
Jesus died so that we could have forgiveness and peace with God.
所以基督死了，为了我们的罪得赦免，我们能跟神和好。
Many years ago, there was a poor widow brought before the judge. She had been caught stealing bread.
那很多年前呢，有一个可怜的寡妇被带到法官那里前，带到法官面前，因为她偷了面包被抓住了。
And the judge said, "Why did you steal that bread?"
那法官说，你为什么要偷这个面包呢？
She said, "I'm poor. I have no money, and my children are hungry."
她说，因为我很穷啊，我没有钱，我的孩子们都很饿。
So the judge turned to the baker and he said, can you not have compassion on this woman? Where is your sense of compassion?
然后这个法官呢就转向这个面包店的这个老板说，那你怎么一点同情心都没有啊，你怎么不同情这个寡妇呢？
And the baker said, but sir, she is guilty. Where is your sense of justice?
但这个面包店老板却反问这个法官说，法官啊，他是有罪的，这个妇人是有罪的呀，那你的正义感到哪里去了呢？
So the judge found himself in a dilemma.
那这个法官呢，发现他处于两难的位置。
He's caught between compassion and justice.
所以呢，他把自己陷到同情或者说爱和这个公义之间了。
If he simply was compassionate and forgave, where's the respect for the law?
那如果他只是因为同情呢，就把这个妇人放了的话呢，那他对这个法律的这个尊重到哪里去呢？
And if he simply applied justice to the woman, where's compassion?
但是如果他只是履行了这个法律的要求的话，那他对这个妇人的同情却又没有了。
The judge said to the woman, "I declare you guilty of the crime of theft."
然后他就对这个妇人说，那我现在定你这个偷窃的罪。
And you're going to have to go to jail for 30 days or pay a fine of $10.
他说要不然呢，你就要坐监狱坐30天，或者呢你付10块钱的罚金。
And having said that, the judge put his hand in his pocket, pulled out $10 and paid the fine for the lady.
那说到这里呢，这个法官呢就拿出自己的钱包，从里面拿出十块钱，为这个妇人付了这个罚金。
You see what the judge did?
你看这个法官做的是，你看见这法官做的事情了吗？
He gave a verdict that was just. He declared her to be guilty, but at the same time he was compassionate and paid her fine.
那首先呢，他的宣判是公义的，他定这个妇人有罪。那同时呢，他又是有同情心的，有怜悯的，因为他为这个妇人付了钱。
So the judge was just, and he was compassionate.
所以你看，这个法官他既是公义的，又是有爱的。
Now, if we stand before the supreme judge, God may say to us, "I love you. I want you to be with me, but there's a problem."You have a million sins on your account.
那如果我们来到那个最至高的那个法官啊，就是神的面前的话，神会说，我爱你，非常爱你，但是呢，你犯了这个数百万级的这样的罪在我的面前。
And you're going to have to pay for those sins or find someone to pay them for you.
那他说，你要不然呢，就自己付这些罪的代价，要不然你就找一个人来替你付。
Do you know someone who would be willing to pay for your sins?
啊，神会问你，你知道有人，有什么人愿意为你付这个罪的代价吗？
And it's not $10, it's eternal condemnation.
这可不是十块钱的代价，这是永恒的定罪的代价。
But here's the good news.
现在我们有了一个好消息。
The supreme judge of the universe sent his son to this world.
那宇宙的至高的法官啊，把他的儿子派到了这个世上来。
And the son of God died on a cross to pay our debt.
那神的儿子死在十字架上，付清了我们所欠的债。
And because of what he did at the cross, there's forgiveness for all of us.
因为他死在十字架上，就做成了我们所有人的赦免。
When we receive Christ and trust in Him, there is forgiveness for all our sins, past, present, and future.
当我们接受基督，接受了他对为我们做成的救恩的话，我们的所有的罪，无论是过去、现在、将来的罪，都被赦免了。
So here's the first thing that we notice. Jesus paid our debt so that we could be forgiven.
好，那这是我们看到的这个第一个方面啊，就是耶稣付清了我们的罪债，让我们的罪能够得着赦免。
Here's the second thing. Jesus took our sins so that we could be clothed with his righteousness.
我们现在看第二点呢，就是基督拿走了我们的罪，让我们能够披上他的义。
Now we want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
好，现在我们翻到哥林多后书的5章21节。
This is a wonderful verse that says this, For he made him, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这是一句非常美好的经文呢、啊、他说神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
This verse gives us a remarkable summary of the message of salvation.
那这句经文啊，是概括的了我们这个救恩的信息啊。
Notice the great exchange that is mentioned here.
我们看看在这里啊，这句经文里提到的这个伟大的交换。
The verse starts out by saying, "For he made him who knew no sin."
我们看到一开始他就说，神使他，就神使那无罪的或者不认识罪的。
In the entire history of humanity, there was only one who lived a life without sin, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个无罪的人呢，指的就是基督耶稣。
But look what happened to this one who was without sin.
你看看无罪的人呢，发生了什么呢？他替我们成为了这个无罪的人身上发生了什么呢？
It says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
在这里说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
He took responsibility for sins that he never committed.
也就是说呢，他为他从来没有犯过的罪呢，他承担了责任。
God treated his son as if he had committed all the sins ever committed by every person who ever lived.
那神呢，是怎么对待他的儿子呢？就好像我们这地上的每一个人做的犯的每一个罪呢，都是他儿。
He who was holy received the treatment that was due to sinners.
那这个本来圣洁的人呢，他受到的待遇却是罪人应该受到的。
And what was the purpose of that?
那这样做的目的是什么呢？
Look what happens. So that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
为的是叫好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So here's a wonderful exchange.
那这里我们看到发生了一个伟大的交换。
God takes the heavy burden of our sins and places it on Christ.
所以神把我们罪的这个重担呢，放在了基督的身上。
And then he takes the perfection of Jesus Christ and places it on the believer.
然后呢，他把基督的这个完美啊，放在了所有相信他的人的身上。
Now our sins are on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, and on our shoulders is the perfect righteousness of Christ.
所以现在在基督的肩上呢，担的是我们的罪，那在我们的肩上呢，披着的是基督完美的义。
So there's an amazing exchange that takes place.
所以在这里发生了一个非常奇妙的交换。
Christ receives our sins, and we receive the perfection of Christ.
那基督呢，接受了我们的罪，我们呢，却接受了基督的完美。
On the cross, Christ suffers the punishment that corresponds to my sins.
在十字架上，基督，按照我的罪受了这个苦难。本来是我的罪所导致的苦难。
And now God treats me as if I had lived a life as perfect as that of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后神是怎么对待我呢？好像我像基督一样活出了一个完美的生命那样来对待我。
What an extraordinary exchange.
这是一个多么令人惊叹的这个交换啊。
We could explain it like this. All the bad things we have done are like a dirty garment that we were wearing.
我们可以这样描述啊，就是我们所做的一切的坏事啊，就像我们穿的这个很脏的这个衣服一样。
Our garment was stained and dirty.
我们的这个衣服呢，是被污秽的，是很肮脏的。
But the gospel contemplates this amazing change of wardrobe, of clothing.
所以这福音呢，的信息就告诉我们这个衣服的这个交换。
Christ takes our dirty garment and puts it on, and he gives us his pure and white coat.
这基督呢，取过我们的这个脏衣服啊，穿在他自己的身上，却把他这个洁白的、干净的衣袍呢。
And now the believer stands before God wearing the immaculate perfection of Christ.
所以我们现在穿的是基督的这个完美啊，这个完全的这个义袍。
The Lord Jesus once told a story of a lost son who went away and ended up taking care of pigs.
那主耶稣呢曾经讲过一个故事，讲的是一个浪子啊，他离家远行，然后浪费了一切资财，最后呢落到
The boy had foolishly wasted
到喂猪的地步。
The boy had foolishly wasted his father's inheritance.
那他是用非常愚蠢的方式啊，浪费了他父亲的家产。
And after living in a pig pen, this rebellious son returns home to his father.
那他后来跟猪喂猪生活了一段时间以后呢，他就回到了他父的家里。
And instead of kicking him off the ranch, the father ran, hugged him, and kissed him.
那这个老父亲呢，不但没有把他踢出去啊，相反，跑向他，拥抱他，亲吻他。
And then the father turned around and shouted orders to his servants.
而且这父亲转过来啊，向这个仆人大声的发布命令。
He told his servants to bring the best clothes.
他让这个仆人呢把最好的上好的袍子拿过来。
This story tells us a wonderful lesson about the gospel.
所以这个故事啊，就给我们讲了很好的福音的一课。
The gospel takes away the dirty garment that we were wearing, and it gives us a wonderful new cloak to wear before God.
所以这个福音的信息是什么呢？就是神把我们身上这个脏的这个衣服啊脱掉，给我们穿上那美妙的圣洁的这个义袍。
The believer now wears the perfect righteousness of Christ.
所以现在基督徒啊穿的都是基督完美的义的衣服了，义袍了。
Sometimes there are some famous people whose clothing is sold at an auction.
那有的时候呢，一些很重要的人物，他们都穿着很光鲜的衣服。
There was a dress that belonged to Princess Diana that was sold for $315,000.
那比如说戴安娜王妃所穿过的一件衣服啊，拍卖的时候，卖的是315,000块钱。
There was a shirt worn by a famous soccer player who won the World Cup, and it was sold for $200,000.
那结果呢？拍卖的时候是被一个著名的足球运动员他买去了。后来他把它又卖，那我刚才说错了，可能是15万吧。那后来他卖了20万。
But if the coat that Jesus wore were put up for sale,How much would people be willing to pay for it?
那如果基督身上穿的衣服要拿去拍卖的话，人们会愿意花多少钱去买呢？
Some people would probably be willing to pay millions of dollars for it.
可能有些人会花几百，愿意花几百万去买。
Who would not love to own the tunic that belonged to Christ?
谁不想拥有属于基督的一件属于基督的衣服呢？
However, his garment is not offered for auction. It's not for sale.
那虽然他的衣服啊没有拿出来拍卖或者拿出来卖。
The garment of Christ is offered free.
那基督的衣服呢是白白的赐给我们的。
It's placed on the back of every person who comes back to God and places his faith in Christ.
他这个衣服是免费的披在每一个愿意转向神接受耶稣基督救恩的人的身上的。
When someone repents and turns back to God, the voice of the Father is heard, bring out the best robe and put it on him.
那每一个人悔改转向神的人呢，他都会听见天父对他说，把那上好的袍子给他穿上。
And the best robe that God has,is the righteousness of his son, the Lord Jesus.
那神手里最好的衣服是什么呢？就是他的儿子耶稣基督的义袍了。
Some people wonder and ask, is it possible that God could accept me?
那有的人呢，他们心里有疑惑，会说，神可能接纳我吗？
What is the basis upon which God could accept me?
那神接纳我的这个根基这个理论依据是什么呢？
The Bible says that acceptance with God is based upon perfect obedience to his law.
那圣经告诉我们呢，神要接纳一个人呢，是基于他完全的履行了或者是执行了律法。
The bad news is that no one has obeyed God's law perfectly.
但是这个坏消息就是没有一个人能够完全守全神的律法。
We have all broken God's law many, many times.
我们每个人呢，都无数次的违反了神的律法。
But here's the good news.
但是现在有一个好消息。
The good news is that God accepts us not on the basis of our perfection, but on the basis of the perfection of Jesus Christ.
好消息就是神接纳我们不是基于我们做的有多么完全，而是基于耶稣基督的完全。
There's a wonderful verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
有一句很奇妙的 美好的经文啊，就是希伯来书的十章十四节。
It says this, for by one offering, that's talking about his death on the cross, by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
因为他一次献祭，他这一次献祭指的就是他在十字架上的死，叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
The death of Christ allows us to be perfectly accepted with God.
所以基督的死让我们能够被神完全的接纳。
Before the arrival of Christ, there was only one perfect thing in this world, and that was the law of God.
那在基督来到这个世界之前呢，这个世界只有一件完美的事，是什么呢？就是神的律法。
But what the law required, none of us could fulfill.
但是律法所要求我们的，没有一个人能够做到。
The law required perfection,but did not help us to achieve it.
那律法呢，是要求我们行得完全，但是它却没有给我们能力能够达到这一点。
And that perfect law, in the end, only served to condemn us.
那这个完美的律法呢，最后它起的作用就只是定我们的罪了。
But then God did something wonderful.
但是感谢神呢，他做了美好的事情。
He said, since you can't live up to the standards of my law,What we'll do is this, I'm going to fulfill it for you.
神说，既然你是没有办法行全我的律法，那现在我要为你做一件事情。
And God became man in the person of Jesus and lived a life of perfect obedience to God.
那他就是神自己以耶稣基督的身份来到了这个地上，他活出了一个完美的人生，完美的顺服完全顺服了律法。
And as a human being, he offered to God all that we could never achieve.
那他作为一个人呢，他向神献上了我们永远也没法献上的祭。
God demands perfect obedience, and through his son, Jesus Christ, God receives perfect obedience.
神呢，本来是要求完全的顺服的，但是最后呢，他借着他的儿子收取了这样的祭物，就是完全的顺服他的。要求
The moral demands of God's law were fulfilled perfectly by Christ.
那神的律法当中对道德的完美的这个要求呢，是被他的儿子耶稣基督完全的做到了。
Finally, a human being gave to God what we could never give.
所以最后我们人类终于能够向神交上了我们永远也交不出来的东西。
And then God says, now we are going to take all this perfection and put it on your account.
然后神说，那现在我把这一切的完全，一切的完美都记在你的账上。
Now that perfection is what he gives to all those who trust in Christ.
那这个完全呢，他是赐给一切相信基督的人的。
This is what the Bible calls justification.
那这就是圣经所说的称义。
Jesus took our sins, and he gives us his perfect righteousness.
基督承担了我们的罪，然后把他的这个完美的义给了我们。
Now God accepts us because he sees us clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
那现在神能够接纳我们了，因为他看到我们已经穿上了基督的义袍。
Our bad record is wiped out, and in its place is the perfect record of Christ.
那我们过去这不好的记录呢，已经一笔勾销了。现在神看到我们呢，看到的都是基督呢，美好完美的记录了。
Our sins no longer appear.
那我们的罪呢，就再也不会出现了。
What now appears on our record is the impeccable life and wonderful works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那现在在我们账上记载的是什么呢？是基督呢无以伦比的美好的这个完美的这个人生。
This is the amazing good news of the gospel.
那这就是福音呢这个奇妙的好消息。
The believer in Christ stands before God in a new garment and a new status.
也就是相信耶稣基督的人呢现在是在神的面前以一个新的地位穿上了一件新的衣服。
He will never have to wonder if God loves him or accepts him.
他永远再不需要担心神是不是爱他，神是不是接纳他了。
He will never have to fear that God will uncover the sins of his past.
他再也不用害怕神会揭开他以前犯过的那些罪的那个旧账了。
Those sins will never be remembered again.
这些事情神再也不会记起了。
And the new garment means full acceptance with God.
所以这个新的衣服啊，就代表了神对我们的完全的接纳。
Look what the prophet Isaiah said about this in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10.
好，我们看看以赛亚先知是怎么说的，看以赛亚书的61章的10节。
The verse says this, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels.
我心因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐。因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
This is the wonderful new garment that the believer has as he stands before God.
所以这个就是基督徒啊站在神的面前身上所穿的那个美好的这个衣服。
What clothes are you going to wear when you stand before God?
当你站在神的面前的时候，你打算穿什么衣服呢？
On that day, you will need to wear the righteousness of Christ.
在那一天，你需要穿上基督的义袍。
You need to come before him with the garment of Christ's perfection.
你需要穿上基督的完美这件衣服来到神的面前。
That is the only garment that gives us acceptance with God.
这是唯一一件能够使神接纳我们的衣服。
That's the only garment that gives us the security of eternal salvation.
这是唯一一件使我们能够确保得着永恒救恩的这个衣服。
So far we've seen two things.
好，那到现在呢，我们已经看到了两个方面。
Jesus paid our debt so we could be forgiven.
那首先第一点呢，就是基督付了我们欠的债，让我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Secondly, he took our sins so that we could be clothed with his righteousness.
第二点呢，就是他拿走了我们的罪，我们呢却穿上了他的义袍。
Now here's the third thing.
好，现在看第三点。
Jesus suffered our death so that we could share his life.
那基督呢受了我们死的苦让我们可以分享他的生命。
Now we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9.
好，现在我们回到希伯来书的二章九节。
This is what we read. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
It tells us that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. That refers to his incarnation.
这里说基督呢是比天使小一点的，这里就是指的他的道成肉身。
Jesus came and took human form, and for what purpose?
那基督来的地上取了人的形象，是为了什么呢？
We read here that it was for the suffering of death.
我们读后面的就知道，他是为了来受死的苦的。
It was so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone.
也就是说，因着神的恩典，他可以为每一个人去尝死的苦。
Christ suffered death so that others might have life.
所以基督受了死的苦，让其他人呢可以得着生命。
He gave his life and died for us so that we could have abundant and eternal life.
他取了我们的罪，为我们的罪而死，让我们每个人都能得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
Let's go to John chapter 10 and verse 10.
我们翻到约翰福音的十章十节。
And Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So, to sum up, Jesus paid our debt so that we could have forgiveness.
好，我们再总结一下。第一点，基督付清了我们所欠的债，让我们的罪能够得到赦免。
He took our sins so that we could be clothed with his righteousness.
那他拿走了我们的罪，让我们可以披上他的公义。
He tasted death so that we could share his life.
第三呢，他为我们死了，让我们可以分享他的生命。
Now here's the fourth thing.
好，我们来看第四点。
Jesus took our poverty so that we could inherit his abundance.
那基督呢，取代了站在了我们贫穷的位置上，让我们能够享受他的丰盛。
Okay, we want to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9.
我们翻到哥林多后书的八章九节。
The Bible says this, If you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
As creator and Lord of the universe, our Lord has riches like no one else.
那我们的主，他作为这宇宙的创造主和这宇宙的主，他的这个财富，他的这个富足是无可比拟的。
Everything that exists belongs to him.
所有存在的一切都属于他。
But the sovereign Lord of the universe came down to the place of absolute shame and abandonment on the cross.
但是这个拥有一切的宇宙的掌权的主啊，却来到这地上，承受了十字架上的羞辱。
He went from extreme wealth to extreme poverty.
他从极富有降卑到了极贫穷的地位。
He went from the highest to the lowest place.
他从最高的位置降卑到了最低的位置。
And what takes place as a result?
那这发生了一个这样的事情发生以后得到一个什么结果呢？
The verse says so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这句经文说叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Christbecame poor in order to make us rich.
基督来成为贫穷，为的是让我们能够成为富足。
We're not talking about money and bank accounts or investments in the stock market.
这里讲的不是钱，也不是银行账户，也不是股票投资。
Money does not make anyone truly and permanently rich.
因为钱不会让人成为永远的富足。
True riches are very different.
那真正的财富呢是完全不同的。
Paul talks about true riches in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3.
那保罗在以弗所书的一章三节讲到了真正的财富是什么。
He says there, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
The greatest treasures of all is to be chosen and adopted and to be accepted by God.
嗯，那这个就是这属灵的福气呢，就是被神所接纳，所赏赐的。
The greatest treasure is to be redeemed, forgiven, and loved by God.
这属灵的福气就是被神所赦免，所接纳、所爱的，这就是属灵的福气。
Christ took our poverty to give us His abundance.
所以基督啊，拿走了我们的贫穷，把他的富足给了我们。
One of the amazing things about the gospel is that Christ didn't just cancel our debt, He put all His money in our account.
所以这个福音的奇妙在于什么呢？基督不仅是一笔勾销了我们所欠的债，而且把他的账上的钱呢记到了我们的账上。
He didn't just take away our sins, He gave us His righteousness.
所以他不仅只是把我们的罪除去，而且把他的义给了我们。
He didn't just save us, He gave us all the spiritual blessings of God.
他不仅仅是救了我们，而且他把神所赐的所有的属灵的祝福都给了我们。
He didn't just offer us grace, He offered us the riches of His grace.
所以他不仅仅是给了我们恩典，而且他给了我们丰盛的恩典。
He offered us the abundant riches of His grace.
他把他这恩典的富足和丰盛都赐给了我们。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7.
我们读一下以弗所书的二章七节。
It says that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
There's an abundance, there's an extravagance here that goes beyond our comprehension.
所以他这里用很夸张的语气在说啊，就是这个恩典的丰富啊，是超出我们的所想的。
The Bible declares that the grace of God is of such magnitude that it will take the ages of eternity to be able to explore it all.
在这里他强调啊，神的恩典富足到一个程度啊，是需要很多很多的世代，很多很多后来的岁月才能够一点点去发掘的。
During the coming ages, we will be discovering more and more of the riches of the gospel.
所以在后面的无数的这个世代里面，我们会一点点越来越多的发现这福音的丰盛。
We're talking about an abundance that cannot be measured.
他这里讲到的这种丰盛啊，是没有办法计量的。
We cannot find words to explain it.
我们也没有办法找到合适的话语来解释它。
And the eternal ages of eternity will not exhaust it.
那即使在这无尽的永恒里面呢，我们都是搜索不尽的。
Imagine for a moment what it would be like if a very poor woman married a multi-billionaire.
我们这里可以停下来想象一下，如果一个非常贫穷的富人呢，她嫁给了一个亿万富翁。
In a blink of an eye, everything changes for her.
在一眨眼之间啊，一切对她来说一切都改变了。
She stops being poor.
她再也不是贫穷的了。
She suddenly has access to all her husband's wealth.
那她突然呢，一下子她丈夫所有的财产呢，都是属于她的了。
She now has more money than she can ever spend.
她现在的钱呢，她一辈子都花不完。
She has gone from poverty to incredible wealth.
所以她就从了极贫赤贫呢，到了极富裕。
That's what happens to the believer.
这就是发生在基督徒身上的事情。
Because of our union with Christ, our spiritual poverty has ended.
因为我们和基督联合在一起了，我们属灵的贫穷呢，这个状态就结束了。
Now we share His spiritual riches.
现在我们分享了他属灵上的财富。
Now that everything that belongs to Him is ours.
属于他的一切呢，现在也都属于我们了。
He took our poverty to give us His fullness.
他拿走了我们的贫穷，把他的富足给了我们。
Now there's one more point, and this is number five.
好，那么还有一点呢，就是最后第五点。
Christ was made a curse so that we could receive a blessing.
那基督呢，替我们成为了受了咒诅，让我们能够领受祝福。
We want to go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10.
我们翻到哥罗西书的三章十节。
This is what the Bible says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
以加拉太书的三章十节，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。加拉太书三章十节。
God's law does not help people to become accepted before God. Rather, His law condemns us.
所以神的律法并不能帮助我们，神的子民呢，能够被神所接纳，达到神的要求。相反呢，它最后只能是成为给我们定罪的东西。
God's law tells us what to do, but it does not give us the power to do it.
那神的律法告诉我们应该做什么，但它却不给我们力量去做到。
And the law pronounces a curse on those who do not keep it in its entirety.
那律法呢，就宣布那些不能完全做到的人呢，就受了咒诅。
This verse says that all who depend on the works of the law are under a curse.
所以这句经文说，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的。
This is a solemn declaration.
这是一个非常庄严的宣告。
It's a solemn word for people who say, I'm trying hard to make it to heaven.
那这对那些说我很努力，我会凭着自己的努力上天堂的人，是一个非常庄严的宣告。
For those who say, I'm trying to be a good person, I'm trying to follow the rules.
对那些说我要努力做一个好人，我要努力遵守规则的人来说，是很庄严的宣告。
The truth of the matter is this, nobody manages to follow the rules.
那事实上真相是怎么样呢？就是没有一个人能够真正的遵守这些律法的要求。
The standards are too high.
因为他的标准太高了。
The law requires perfection.
因为律法要求的是完全。
The law demands purity in our thoughts, our attitudes, and our actions.
对律法要求我们的思想、我们的态度、我们的行为都是纯净的。
No one comes even close to keeping the law.
没有一个人，哪怕别说做到了，连接近都不可能。
No one manages to live up to what God commands.
没有一个人能够完全活出神所要求的样子。
And our attempts to keep the law only bring us under a curse.
当我们努力想要行律法的时候呢，最终的结果就是我们受了咒诅。
But here's the good news. Look what it says in verse 13, Galatians 3:13.
好，但是我们看看有一个好消息，就是在加拉太书的三章十三节说的。
It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written.Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
First century Jews were horrified by crucifixion and considered it a sign of divine curse.
那在很多世纪当中以来，以色列人都是很惧怕这个十字架的，因为他们认为被钉在十字架上的就是一个被咒诅的记号。
Every Jew understood from the Old Testament that being hung on a tree meant coming under a curse.
那以色列人呢，从旧约的时候就知道，一个人若是被钉在了十字架上啊，就是表明他是被咒诅的。
That's what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. A man who hangs on a tree is accursed of God.
在应该是申命记啊21章的22和23节里面说，凡挂在木头上的就是被神所咒诅的。
So when men took Christ and hung him on a tree, that meant that he had come under a curse.
所以耶稣基督他被被人呢挂在十字架上被钉死了，就表明他是受了咒诅了。
And Paul says here in Galatians 3:13 that Christ became a curse for us so that we might be delivered from the curse.
所以13节里他说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Once again, a remarkable exchange takes place.
所以你看，这里又发生了一个奇妙的伟大的交换。
He receives the curse that was ours.
他领受了本来是属于我们的咒诅。
And we received the blessing that was his.
然后我们却领受了本属于他的祝福。
He takes the curse, we get the blessing.
他受了咒诅，我们得着了祝福。
Look for a moment as the Son of God stumbles up a hill with a cross on his back.
所以我们看到了耶稣啊，他在走向那个哥哥他山上的路上啊，他背着十字架的时候都是跌倒踉踉跄跄的。
They proceed to crucify him, and he's fastened to a Roman cross with massive nails that go through his hands and his feet.
那但是他们还是坚持要钉他的十字架，走到了那个钉十字架的地方，用很粗很大的那个钉子把他钉在了，把他的手脚钉在了十字架上。
He is subjected to the cruelest form of execution ever invented by human beings.
那十字架这个刑罚呢，是人类所发明的最残忍的刑罚。
And bathed in sweat and blood and shame, he agonizes and suffers and dies.
那他在十字架上啊，浑身都是流着血啊，也流着汗，也被披上了这个羞辱啊，是用那个最羞辱、最痛苦的方式死的。
Someone might ask, why did God allow that? Where was the God of power and glory?
那有人可能会问，为什么神许可这事发生呢？这个神的能力和荣耀在哪里呢？
Listen, the shocking truth is this. God was there.
你们要听这个让我们震惊的事实是这样的，神是在那里的。
The one who was hanging on that cross, that was God.
那个被挂在十字架上的人就是神。
And here we are stunned.
在那里我们都惊奇了。
If crucifixion is the worst thing that can happen to a human being, what can we say when it is God who is suffering on a cross?
如果因为我们为什么惊奇呢？因为如果十字架啊是人类所遭受的最可怕的事情的话，怎么可能这件事发生在神的身上呢？
The last place where we would expect to find God is on a cross.
在我们人的心中啊，我们最不可能找到神的地方呢，应该就是在十字架了。
Who could possibly understand the crucifixion of God?
谁能够明白神竟然被钉了十字架呢？
The fact that the King of Glory came to this world to take human form is an astounding event.
那事实上，这荣耀的神呢，他来到的地上取了人的样式呢，这本身就已经是让我们惊奇的一个事实了。
But that he suffered mockery, torture, and death at the hands of his rebellious creatures leaves us dumbfounded.
但是有比这更惊奇的事情，就是他竟然在这种羞辱里被嘲弄当中，在极度的痛苦当中被逆他的人这样折磨而死呢，是让我们更加惊奇的事。
The fact that our curse fell on him is inconceivable.
那事实上我们的咒诅啊放在他的身上啊，是让我们难以想象的。
Who can possibly understand what took place there?
那我们觉得这样的事情发生了，甚至是不可能的。
Imagine for a moment a traveler who arrives in Jerusalem on the day when Jesus of Nazareth was crucified.
我们现在可以想象啊，一个旅行的游客啊，他那天在耶稣钉十字架上那一天呢，他进了耶路撒冷城。
As the man approaches the city gates, he looks and he sees this man from Galilee hanging on a cross.
当他往城门走，靠近快走到城门的时候呢，他看到这个从加利利的来的这个拿撒勒人呢，他被钉在了十字架上。
And he hears him say, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那这个外乡人呢，他听到他在十字架上喊说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
What conclusion would this man come to?
那这个人会得出一个什么结论呢？
Would he think, wow, there's the Son of God giving his life to save the world? I don't think so.
你会觉得他说，哇，这是神的儿子，为世人舍了命的。
The traveler would probably think, there's another God-forsaken lawbreaker suffering for his crimes.
那这个外乡人呢，可能会想，这又是一个违反了神的律法的人，被神所弃绝的人，现在死了。
That's what it seemed like, a criminal paying for his guilt.
那他看上去呢，就是像一个罪犯为他的罪所付上的代价。
But the man would be totally wrong.
但是这个人完全错了。
This was not a God-forsaken lawbreaker suffering for his crimes.
他不是一个违背了神的律法而被神所弃绝所刑罚的这样的一个罪犯。
No, this was God not wanting to forsake the lawbreakers and suffering for their crimes.
而是一个不想弃绝那个违反律法的人，而愿意为他们受苦的，为他们受苦而死的那个神。
This was the supreme judge who came to save the lawbreakers.
他是那个至高的法官了，他来救那些违反律法的人。
He humbled himself to such a degree that he appeared to be one of the transgressors.
他把自己谦卑到一个程度，他看上去就像那些罪犯一样。
The Bible says that he was numbered with the transgressors. There they are, 1, 2, 3.
那圣经说呢，他被列在罪犯当中，的确是这样的。当时有三个钉在十字架上的人，他是其中之一。
That day they killed 3 criminals, but one of them was the Holy God who was suffering the shame of the cross in order to free us from our guilt and shame.
那天呢有三个罪犯，但其中一个呢是圣洁的神，他取了这个羞辱的这个死的方式呢，是为了把我们从罪中救出来。
It is the most amazing story we have ever heard.
这是我们所听过的最令人惊奇的故事了。
Maximum disgrace for the sublime King of Glory.
这是荣耀的王啊所赐给我们的最顶级的恩典了。
The maker and sustainer of the universe was killed by his rebel creatures.
那这个世界的创造者以及托住这个世界的这个神呢，他被他所造的人给钉死在十字架上。
We expected God to be worshipped, not tortured.
我们本来期待的是神是来用来敬拜的，而不是被折磨的。
We expected God to be honored, not mocked.
我们认为神应该是被尊敬的，而不是被嘲弄的。
We expected to see God on a throne, not on a cross.
我们认为神应该是坐在宝座上的，而不是钉在十字架上。
Has anything more shocking ever happened in the history of the universe?
这个没有比这个在宇宙当中更令人惊奇当中惊奇的事情了。
But what happened on the cross turns the curse into a blessing for every believer in Christ.
但是在十字架上所发生的这事啊，却使咒诅变成了每使这个咒使这个每一个相信耶稣基督的人呢，这个咒诅就变成了祝福。
The curse that the law pronounces on the lawbreaker was done away with for all believers because Christ endured it by dying on a cross.
那所有本来是应该因为没有遵行律法所受的咒诅在所有相信耶稣基督的人的身上呢，这个就过去了，因为基督已经替你承受了这个咒诅。
Well, he was cursed so that we could be blessed.
因为他受了咒诅，让我们能够得着祝福。
So here we have looked at five aspects of this remarkable great exchange, the most amazing event of all.
那这就是我们今天晚上看到的这个伟大的交换呢，就是最奇妙的这个事件的五个方面。
We come with our debt of sin, and he gives us forgiveness.
一个呢是基督替我们付清了罪债，让我们的罪得到赦免。
We come with our guilt, and he gives us his righteousness.
那第二点我们看到了，他拿走了我们的罪，把他的这个义给了我们。
We come with our death, and he gives us new life.
第三点是他替我们死了，让我们能够得着他的生命。
We come with our poverty and he gives us his abundance.
那他拿走了我们的贫穷，把他的富足给了我们。
We come with our curse and he gives us his blessing.
他拿走了我们的咒诅，给了我们祝福。
The cross of Christ changes everything.
那基督的十字架改变了每一件，改变了一切。
What happened on Mount Calvary was the greatest exchange that ever took place.
在哥哥他山上发生的事呢，是这有史以来最伟大的一个交换。
He comes with our need and he gives us his fullness.
他满足了我们的需要，那把他的完全赐给了我们。
This is the miracle that takes place when we come to Christ with all our sin and all our need.And receive him as our Lord and Savior.
那就是我们带着我们一切的需要我们一切的罪来到基督那里接受他以后呢所发生的这个神迹奇迹。
If you have never received Christ into your life, I encourage you to do so today.
如果你至今还没有接受耶稣基督进入你的生命呢，我鼓励你今天就这样做。
Today you can experience this great exchange in your life.
那今天呢，你就可以在你的生命中去经历这样伟大的交换。
This is the miracle of the gospel.
这就是福音的神迹。
This is the good news of the grace of God, and better news has never been heard in this world.
那这就是神恩典的好消息，在这世界上没有比这更好的消息了。
May God bless His word to us today.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
And maybe we can, open it up if there are some comments or questions.
好，我们接下去有一点时间呢，开放给大家，或者有一些什么评论，或者有些什么问题，或者问问题。
看看大家有什么问题。看大家有什么问题吗？线上的或线下的弟兄姊妹。Any questions?有什么问题？
A great lesson.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
非常非常好的教导。如果大家没有问题，我们今天就到这里。If no other questions, maybe we just stop here for today. Yeah, why not we close in word of prayer? 那我们做一个结束的祷告。I will pray, and I will pray in Chinese. 我们在天上的父啊，我们要感谢赞美您，也谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的恩典，耶稣的救恩，没有什么比这样的交换更宝贵的啊！我们在甚至还是罪人的时候，神就在那永恒的计划里安排了这样的交换，是吧？当我们还不配的时候，神就已经完成了。我们的祷告是求您使我们认识到这样交换的珍贵啊，使我们不轻看这交换所带来从神而来的祝福，也求您使我们时刻抬头仰望他啊，在这美好的祝福里，在这永恒救恩里，能得着一切的力量，也得着一切胜过地上啊苦难啊地上啊这一切从神从撒旦来的搅扰的力量，父啊，也求您把这力量赐给每一位信他的孩子啊，父啊，我们也为中间未信的朋友们祈求，求您带领我们能接受这救恩，早日的重生得救，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。